And it, I can see it. It would form the centrepiece of any occasion. Yeah.
You can imagine her on the on the cover of her new book, showing off the fistful of ham.
And you could have little cherry tomatoes as knuckles. Well, she must be running out of ideas by now.
Yes.
She's gonna be listening at home to this thinking,
That's the thing about cookery writers, isn't it? That you want to get them early when they're making sensible things. And then they're sitting there desperate. What else can I do with lamb? Yeah. I've done lamb 1,000. Okay, I'm going to try it with olives and goat wee. And then, you know, and then they have to write about it, you know, like this is... No, you'll love it like this. Don't do lamb the way I said at the beginning of my career that everyone loves.
Lamb
and custard and cornflakes. Yeah.
I guess that's why they get more and more obscure recipe ingredients.
Diesel.
Yeah. Like stuff that you've never even heard of.
Yeah, brilliant. There's a new sort of squash. Let's pretend it tastes nice. How many different sorts of food do people need in their lives?
4.
I would say 7. But I think even if you're an absolute gourmet, it's not going to be more than 40, is it?
It's breakfast, lunch and tea.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You know, if it's been 3 days dinner, and you haven't had a fried egg sandwich, time for a fried egg sandwich.
Surprisingly, she has never, ever cooked any recipe with an egg because, in her words, I ain't eating nothing that's come out of no butthole.